Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit in Jakarta tomorrow. India extends support to Shanghai Cooperation Organization member countries to enhance legal and judicial capabilities. Country's first solar city to be inaugurated in Sanchi of Madhya Pradesh today. In US Open Tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden enter men's doubles semi-finals. And in Asia Cup cricket, first Super Fours encounter between Pakistan and Bangladesh at Lahore today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Indonesia from today to attend the 20th ASEAN-India Summit and 18th East Asia Summit. The two summits will be hosted in Jakarta by Indonesia, the current chair of ASEAN, tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs, Saurabh Kumar, said the 20th ASEAN-India Summit is the first one after the elevation of India-ASEAN relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership last year.
At the invitation of the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Mr. Joko Widodo, Prime Minister will visit Jakarta for the 20th ASEAN-India Summit and the 18th East Asia Summit, scheduled for the 7th of September. Prime Minister will participate in the ASEAN-India Summit along with heads of state or government of the ASEAN member states. Prime Minister will depart Delhi on the night of 6th September and return evening on the 7th September.
Mr. Kumar said during the summit, the Prime Minister will review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and provide them with further direction.
During the summit, Prime Minister will review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and provide them with further direction. India's relations with ASEAN are a central pillar of our Act East policy as well as of India's vision of the wider Indo-Pacific. India and ASEAN have a comprehensive engagement covering a wide array.
Secretary East said India is the founding member of the East Asia Summit. He said that during the summit, the Prime Minister and other leaders will discuss ways to further strengthen East Asia Summit mechanism as well as exchange views on matters of regional and international interests. India has extended support to Shanghai Cooperation Organization member countries to enhance legal and judicial capabilities. The 10th meeting of the Ministers of Law and Justice of SCO countries was held through video conferencing yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Minister of State for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Meghwal, emphasized India's commitment to the SCO Charter and its principles of mutual trust, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, and mutual benefit. The minister said this commitment is based on the Prime Minister's vision that India has emerged as Vishwa Mitra. Mr. Meghwal highlighted how India has embarked on a path of legal reforms. He added that 1,486 such laws have already been repealed and more such archaic laws are being identified. Heads of delegation have started arriving in New Delhi for the G20 summit. President of Nigeria, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, arrived in the national capital last evening. He is the first head of delegation to arrive for the summit. He was received by Union Minister of State for Health, Professor S.P. Singh Bhagel, at the airport. This is President Tinubu's first visit to India since assuming office. The meeting of the finance deputies of G20 countries was held in New Delhi yesterday, ahead of the G20 Leaders Summit, which will be held on Saturday and Sunday at Pragati Maidan. The delegates deliberated upon finalizing the outcomes of the G20 Finance Track Working Groups 2023 under India's G20 presidency. The members discussed views on financing for Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, including climate action to facilitate the development of a sustainable and resilient global economy. Views were also exchanged on priorities for appropriate financial regulations and ensuring financial stability through a common approach. Finance deputies from member states, including the USA, Britain, UAE Council of EU, and Spain, attended the meeting. Delhi government has issued gazette notification of the restrictions to be imposed during the G20 summit beginning 9th of this month in the national capital, Delhi. The notification says that all types of goods vehicles, commercial vehicles, interstate buses and local city buses will not operate on Mathura Road beyond Ashram Chowk, Bhairo Road, Purana Kila Road and inside Pragati Maidan Tunnel from tonight till Sunday. The entire area of New Delhi district will be considered as Control Zone 1 from 5 a.m. on 8 September to 10 September. More details from our correspondent.
As per notification, goods vehicles carrying essential commodities such as milk, vegetables, fruits, medical supplies and others having valid no entry permissions will be allowed to enter Delhi. Bona fide residents, authorized vehicles and emergency vehicles including passengers travelling to airport, Old Delhi and New Delhi railway stations will be allowed to ply in New Delhi district. However, TSR and taxis will not be allowed to enter or ply in New Delhi district from 5 a.m. on 9 September to 10 September. All types of commercial vehicles including buses that are already present in Delhi will be allowed to move on Ring Road and road network beyond Ring Road towards the borders of Delhi. With Rashidun Rehan, Anand Kumar, Akashwadi News, Delhi.
Special Commissioner of Police S.S. Yadav briefed the media yesterday about traffic restrictions.
एनडीएमसी का जो क्षेत्र है न्यू दिल्ली पुलिस डिस्ट्रिक्ट जो है उसको कंट्रोल जोन बनाया गया है. कंट्रोल जोन का अर्थ है कि नई दिल्ली के अंदर एनडीएमसी एरिया के अंदर सिटी बस सर्विस नहीं चलेंगी, लेकिन एनडीएमसी का जो बाहर का एरिया है रिंग रोड अगर हम कहें वहां तक सिटी बस सर्विसेज चलेंगी. उसके साथ साथ मेट्रो सेवाएं पूरी दिल्ली में चलेंगी. तो कोई भी व्यक्ति अगर नई दिल्ली में आना चाहता है, दिल्ली के किसी जगह पर जाना चाहता है, वो मेट्रो सेवा का इस्तेमाल कर सकते हैं. जैसे ही आप नई दिल्ली से बाहर निकलते हैं तो आपको सिटी बस सर्विस, टीएसआर, टैक्सीज वगैरह सब मिलेंगे.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. In the run-up to the G20 summit, a day-long conference on green hydrogen pilots in India was held in the national capital yesterday. The conference, hosted by NTPC Limited, showcased various green hydrogen pilots being implemented by both public and private sector companies in India. It also presented pioneering innovative pilots and progress in green hydrogen technology. Minister for Power and New and Renewable Energy, R.K. Singh, said in his address, India has the potential to be one of the biggest manufacturers of green hydrogen in the world. He added that the government has set up a huge ecosystem for renewable energy and India's pace of capacity addition in renewable energy is one of the fastest in the world. Mr. Singh said India's cost of making renewable energy and the cost of producing green hydrogen will be one of the lowest in the world. A Crafts Bazaar exhibition cum sale is being set up in Bharat Mandapam at Pragati Maidan on the sidelines of the G20 summit. This bazaar will showcase handicraft products from different parts of India with a special focus on one district, one product, GI tagged items and products crafted by women and tribal artisans. The Crafts Bazaar will not only promote Made in India products on a global stage, but also open up new economic and market opportunities for local artisans. The Ministry of Tourism, in collaboration with the United Nations World Tourism Organization, unveiled the G20 Tourism and SDG Dashboard yesterday. Tourism Minister G. Kishan Reddy launched the dashboard in a virtual ceremony. Developed under the leadership of India's G20 presidency and with the expert knowledge partnership of UNWTO, the dashboard is a testament to India's commitment to sustainable tourism. It showcases best practices, case studies and insights from G20 countries for achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. This dashboard is a lasting legacy of India's G20 presidency, reflecting its dedication to global collaboration and sustainable growth in the global tourism industry. The world's tallest Natrat statue has been installed at Bharat Mandapam, the venue of the G20 summit. The 28-foot tall statue, weighing 20 tons, was made in a record time of 7 months by sculptor Radhakrishnan Satyapathy and his team at Swami Malai in Thanjavur district of Tamil Nadu. The statue was built in Ashtadhatu, 8 metals, using the traditional casting method. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur reviewed the arrangements along with External Affairs Ministry, Prasar Bharati and ITPO officials at the International Media Centre and Prasar Bharati's Command Centre in New Delhi yesterday. Talking to media, Mr. Thakur said the G20 summit in New Delhi is going to be the biggest ever occasion for the country to be the host of all the major world powers under the leadership of the Prime Minister. In Madhya Pradesh, the country's first solar city, Sanchi, will be inaugurated today by State Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. More details from our correspondent.
Annually, about 13,747 tons of carbon dioxide emissions will be reduced in Sanchi Solar City, which is equivalent to more than 2 lakh adult trees. Along with this, there will be a saving of more than 7 crore rupees annually in the energy-related expenditure of the government and the citizens. It is noteworthy that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set a target of developing a solar city in every state of the country by 2070. An effort has also been made to attract tourism by reducing environmental pollution through eco-friendly facilities in Sanchi. Battery-operated e-rickshaws and garbage vehicles will also run in the city. E-vehicle charging stations have also been installed. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has released recommendations on issues related to FM radio broadcasting. TRAI has recommended that private FM radio operators should be allowed to broadcast news and current affairs programs limited to 10 minutes at each clock hour. It further recommended that the program code of conduct as applicable to Akashvani for news content may also be applied to private FM radio channels. In sports news now, in Asia Cup cricket, the first Super Fours encounter between Pakistan and Bangladesh will be played this evening at Lahore. India and Sri Lanka are the other teams in the Super Fours. Sri Lanka qualified for the Super Fours yesterday. In a closely fought Group B match last night, Sri Lanka defeated Afghanistan by 2 runs. Opting to bat first, Sri Lanka made 291 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs. In reply, Afghanistan were all out at 289 in 37.4 overs. India will play its first Super 4 match against Pakistan this Sunday. In US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner, Matthew Ebden, have entered the men's doubles semi-final. The duo defeated American pair of Nathan Lamons and Jackson Withrow in the quarterfinal by 7-6, 6-1 in New York. In the other quarterfinal, the pair of Austin Krajicek of America and Ivan Dodig of Croatia defeated Hugo Nies from Monaco and Jan Zielinski of Poland. In men's singles, Novak Djokovic powered into a record 47th Grand Slam semi-final, defeating American 9th seed Taylor Fritz in straight sets. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. With a few days left to the G20 summit in the national capital, newspapers today are splashed with news on the upcoming event. The Statesman has a picture of the decorated Bharat Mandapam at Pragati Maidan with the headline, Capital Gears Up for G20 Summit. The Indian Express states, UPI for G20 delegates, credit platform, India to showcase digital infra. The Pioneer opens with Biden to arrive on Thursday for G20. The Hindustan Times headline reads, Don't play role of G20 spoiler, US urges China. With the summer stretching on, Delhi swelters in September, writes the Hindustan Times. And finally, under the caption Janmashtami spectacle, the Times of India has a colourful picture of students of a Mumbai school dressed as little Krishnas taking part in Dahi Handi festivities ahead of Janmashtami. With that, it's back to you, Sarabji.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit in Jakarta tomorrow. India extends support to Shanghai Cooperation Organization member countries to enhance legal and judicial capabilities. Country's first solar city to be inaugurated in Sanchi of Madhya Pradesh today. In US Open tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden enter men's double semi-finals. And in Asia Cup cricket, first Super Fours encounter between Pakistan and Bangladesh at Lahore today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.